Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Glenn Lumanta, isang singer, composer, songwriter, and producer. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
I've seen you perform in a jam that was last year at the West Sessions in Blacktown Arts Center. Mm-hmm. But aside from jamming, you also do mellow music.
Yeah, I do. I do all sorts of different kinds of music. I listen to, you know, a bit of jazz, a bit of hip hop, a bit of gospel, funk, everything. So my musical tastes are very varied. So in a jam setting, I'm pretty versatile. So yeah, you'll probably hear different shades of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's all music to me.
But let's go back. How did you start in music?
Well, for me, I've been doing music pretty much all my life. Like from a young age, my dad used to play me lots of different records, from like Stevie Wonder to Billy Joel, Earth, Wind & Fire, that kind of thing. And so I've been musical since a very young age, but it wasn't until high school that I picked up a guitar and started actually taking it seriously and writing my own songs and like learning the theory and stuff behind music. So yeah, I've been pretty musical all my life, I would say.
You do guitar, you mm-hmm. play the piano, mm-hmm. you sing, what else?
Okay, so guitar, piano, I sing. I used to be in this band back in the day, and I used to play bass. We did a lot of marches as well, and I used to have to play tuba. But that was ages ago. But no, mainly it's just guitar, piano, and singing. Those are my main three. Yeah.
And this is not just your passion. You studied music.
I did study music. I literally just finished last month. So I studied at the Australian Institute of Music for 3 years. And that was a very good experience for me because it was more or less more for me to network rather than learn. I mean, of course I was there to learn, but it was the main reason I wanted to go there was to meet new people and create connections with people within the industry. So
who love music.
Who yeah. love music just as much as I do. So it was it was definitely a great experience for me. And I think it opened up a lot of opportunities for myself personally. So it was good. Really good.
You mentioned earlier that your dad used to play or let you hear or listen to music.
Yeah.
But is your dad also musical?
Yeah, actually yesterday we were just in the living room playing a song. He's a very musical man. He actually taught me how to play guitar earlier on in my early years. And yeah, I just always used to hear him sing. Especially karaoke, you know, Filipino families.
Yeah.
He was like, he was and he still is like karaoke king. So, yeah, I would say he was one of my big influences growing up.
I was in my list of questions.
Yeah.
My question was that, how did you start with singing? Are you like any other Filipino kid whose family just loves music and singing? Well,
yes.
Definitely it is.
Question answered. Check.
And your mom?
Yeah, my mom, she loves music. She's not as musical, but I think when she was younger, she used to sing in church. And so she can sing harmonies and stuff like that. But yeah, she loves music too. I think our entire family just loves music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just released your EP last mm-hmm. year, late yep. last year.
Yes.
In my
Oh, no, actually, I released it February this year.
Oh, was
I
it?
Was supposed to release it
yeah,
last
I
year.
Yeah, I thought it was September.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
See,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah. But yeah, I released it this year, entitled In My Element. And yeah, it's out there for people to hear.
How many songs?
It's an EP, so it's only six songs.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a short album. But yeah, it was kind of a product of some personal events that happened to me end of last year that pushed me to release something. And I'm just glad it's out there finally.
In Your Element to
make it come out. I've been wanting to release an EP for years now, and I'm glad it came out at the right time. I feel like it came out at the right time. I was like, because I don't feel like I was ready just yet to release it. Say a couple of years ago when I wanted to, but I think now I'm at this musical level where it's like it's where it needs to be.
Yeah. I think people should hear your voice because I know you've done lots of. Support acts or support mm-hmm. supporting other musicians.
Sure, yeah.
You can name a few.
I've done lots of support acts. I remember back in 2010, I did a support act for AJ Raphael. We did a few like YouTube artist concerts over the years. But it's a good experience nevertheless. Just kind of being in a support act because. Yeah, you get to meet them and hang out with them. So
yeah,
it's...
and you meet other known people, famous people.
Yeah, actually, in 2014, there was a festival in Sydney called Soulfest, and I met one of my big inspirations, Music Soulchild. D'Angelo was there. A bunch of other cool acts were there, and we were all backstage because I got to open up with Michael Duchesne. Mm-hmm. I think you interviewed him before, but we got to share the stage with all those guys, and it was really great.
And you've been part of The Voice 2014 other AIM students?
Yeah, just backing vocals. I just did just in the background.
See, you're always in the background. It's time for you to be on the front.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about your music, your original music. Mm-hmm. How or where do you get your inspirations from?
I have this philosophy now where every time I write, it has to come from an honest place. Honesty is the best policy, as they say. But I feel like writing songs and really feeling the lyrics is the best way for me to write because it's, like I said, it's honest. And it's like, it doesn't matter if people like it or not because at the end of the day, you know you like it because it's honest. So that's kind of what inspires me, just having the song. You know what I mean? Just being able to... say I have the song that kind of inspires me. Obviously, artists like Music Soulchild, they're big influences on me. Yeah, I mean, I get inspiration from all sorts of places, so it's hard to pinpoint exactly what influences me, but a number of things.
When you released your EP, we played your song Silver Lining. Is it correct?
Yeah,
Silver Lining. Is it about you?
Yeah, that's about me. Like I said, so I had some personal events happen to me last year, and I wrote that song basically as a reminder to myself, saying it's okay to say goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. It's not the end of the world. But yeah, I mean, that's another song that kind of was really emotional, and I wrote out of a hard time in my life. And that's it all comes under that whole honesty thing. Yeah.
From your emotions to music, mm-hmm. and then from music and collaborating with other Westerners or Western Sydney musicians,
yes.
including Filipinos,
yeah.
how do you do collaborations with them?
I just ask. I'm just like, yo, do you want to collab? Yeah, sure, let's do it. There's so much talent in the West. Like just recently, I did a video with my god brother. His name's Reggie, and we did a cover, and it was me and Reggie have been singing for years, and it was just nice to be able to do another video with him. But it's just I think everyone in the West is very musically inclined anyway, so it's very easy to just get together and do a song. It's quite simple.
And having watched you at the West sessions mm-hmm. last year,
yeah.
there are a lot of musicians in the West.
There are.
Yeah. So does it mean there is a big competition too?
I guess you could say not really competition. It's more, personally, I don't see it as competition. I just see it as a collaborative effort to help the community grow. I don't like to view it as kind of like who's better than the other person kind of thing. But as you've seen at the Western Sessions, at the West Sessions Jam, there's so many great players and there's so many. I think what the West Sessions does for people in the West is it gives them the opportunity to jam and without having to go all the way to the city to check out the jam, the actual jams, quotation marks, in the city. Because those jams are very intimidating, and I guess those jams have more of that competition vibe to it. I feel like everyone at those jams are just kind of like, you know, showing their skills, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I personally get intimidated by those kind of jams. But the West, I feel like it's growing. It's getting there. We just have to cultivate it.
The West is full of other cultures, including mm-hmm. Filipinos.
Yes.
Does it help being a Filipino? Because I know some of the musicians know that Filipinos are good in music and Filipinos love music. Does it help?
Yeah, that's always the that's always the huge thing. Like everyone knows about Filipinos. Every time I meet someone and they ask if I'm Filipino, they're just like, "Oh yeah, of course you do music. It's just in your genes."
Yeah.
But I guess it helped in a way that I was always musically inclined, just being a Filipino. So yeah, I guess you could say it helped, definitely.
But earlier off air, you said it's quite a hard industry, mm-hmm. mainstream industry to get into.
It's scary. Like for me personally, sometimes I get scared because I don't know. To be like, honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. Really, yeah. Like I'm just kind of punching in the dark. I'm just like, am I doing the right thing here? Because there's really no set path. Everyone has a different way of doing things. And I guess for me, I'm just taking it step by step and focusing on the little goals. Like, for example, like releasing this EP and then maybe selling 100 copies. And if I sell 100 copies, maybe I can sell 200. So it's just focusing on the steps towards the greater success.
Yeah, economically, how's it going?
Well, it's good for me because like, I do a lot of gigs on the weekends and stuff. Like I do a lot of weddings and pub gigs and stuff like that. And I do a bit of teaching on the side, so I'm getting by. But in the grand scheme of things, what I want to be able to do is play my original music around the world.
Yeah,
and that's my ultimate goal, dream, you could say.
Do you see yourself joining television competitions?
Personally, I don't see myself joining those at the moment. I just feel like I'll see what I can do on my own first and see how far I can get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In the future, what's your plan?
In the future, like I said, I just want to be a recording artist and a touring artist and just tour the world and just play my music for people that will appreciate it around the world. Yeah.
For now, what can people expect from Glenn?
Well,
your music?
Yeah, new music. I'm in the process of writing new songs. I'm going to be doing some more gigs throughout through this year to the end of the year. I'm going to be posting more content on my YouTube, on my Facebook. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And you can mention your Facebook page.
So my Facebook is basically just my name, Glenn LaMonta Music. My YouTube is my name also, Glenn LaMonta, and the same for all the social media sites, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff.
Yep. For fellow musicians, mm-hmm. Filipinos or not,
yeah.
What can you advise them in doing their own music?
Well, I would say when it comes to music, it just has to be, it all comes down to this one word, honesty. That's my policy. That's just the best way I've found to be able to do this, is be honest with yourself, with your craft, work hard, and just love what you do. It's cliche, but it's true.
One more thing. Most Filipino Australians, when they go back to the Philippines, mm-hmm. There's a path for them to be known in the Philippines.
Yep.
Are you looking into that?
Actually, I've been thinking about that because I know there's a huge market there.
Yeah.
And there's a huge Asian market too, like even Koreans and you know, those people, they love music, and I'm looking into it now. I've just started thinking about it. Maybe it's something in the future for me to explore.
Yeah, because it's one thing, because we know that when you're from the other country outside of the Philippines, and when you go back to the country, it's basically Filipinos love music and they will definitely listen to your music.
Yeah, it becomes a big deal if you make it somewhere else. Yeah, for sure. That's why, I mean, I'll think about it for sure. I'll think about it.
We'll hear from you mm-hmm. for more of your music.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much, Glenn LaMonta.
No worries. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.